So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are
there. Who's where?
At the front door.
I don't know. I'm in here.
Mr. Kimball!
Oh, good morning, Mr. Douglas. No, I don't guess that's a good morning for you. You look like a man who's just been hit in the head with a hammer.
But what are you doing?
About what?
What are you hammering?
You mean beside your head?
Yes.
Oh, this poster. Well, I wasn't hammering the poster. I was hammering the nails.
I was asleep.
At this time of the morning?
Well, it's 5 o'clock.
It is?
I don't know. Somebody broke my crystal. What is that?
What's what?
C-R-U-B-T-R-F-F. Now, what does that stand for?
Oh, a crub trip. That's a local organization.
Oh, you miserable seed brain.
Oh, hello, Dad. Did you find out who was knocking?
Mr. Kimball.
Who was knocking Mr. Kimball?
Oh, boy. Now I got two of them.
Oh, I forgot the Crabtree was having a rummy sale.
Rummage. Lisa, do you know what a Crabtree is?
Of course I do. Everybody does. Mr. Kimball did.
Well, what does it mean?
What does what mean?
Crabtree.
Oh, that's a local organization.
Well, whatever it is, why did you put the sign on my door?
Why did I put the sign on your door? I must have had a good reason. Well, it wasn't a good reason. It was, now I remember.
You remember what?
Huh? Oh, the president of Crabtree wanted me to put the posters up where they'd be seen. And I figure a lot of people go through your door. Well, they don't go through it. I imagine some of them open it.
Yes, a few.
What are they rumming off, Mr. Kimball?
Rummaging.
Oh, no. They're not rumming off rummaging. They're rumming off old clothes. Say, that reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
Well, if you've got any old clothes you'd like to donate to the sale, leave them over at Mr. Drucker's store.
I have some.
Oh, boy, the Muspus will certainly appreciate that.
Who are the Muspus?
They're the sister organization to Crabtree.
That's a local organization.
I'm sorry I asked.
Well, anyway, any clothing donations you'd like to make will be greatly appreciated.
We'll see what we can find.
Lisa, have you seen... What are all my clothes doing on the bed?
I'm giving them to the old clothes sale.
That's my whole wardrobe.
You're very generous.
No, I'm not. They're going back in my closet. Would you mind telling me what your clothes are doing in my closet?
I needed the space.
You need it?
Well, as long as you're giving all your clothes away, you don't need it.
What are you giving?
Well, I looked through everything and I couldn't find anything.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You got more junk in here you never wear. Here. How about this?
Oh, never. This is the dress I wore when I won the Hungarian beauty pageant.
Oh. when you were crowned Miss Goulash of 1912.
Oliver!
Oh, here, how about this one?
Never!
What stupid thing did you win in that?
You!
What?
Don't you remember? This is the dress I wore that night in Budapest when you came to my house and asked my father if you could marry me. Oliver! Oliver!
Oh, hi!
What did my father say?
Oh, I didn't talk to him yet. I just got here.
Oh, well, he's waiting for you. Good luck.
Good evening, Mr. Grunitz. I'm Oliver Wendell Douglas. I'm here to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage.
Oliver, what did my father say?
He didn't say anything. He just slammed the door in my face.
Oh, then I guess he doesn't like you.
He liked my flowers. He stole them.
Where are you going?
Back to America.
What's that?
Where I live.
I thought you lived in New York.
That's in America.
Oh, I missed that lesson in school.
Lisa, I'm sorry, but I guess your father's never going to let us get married, so...
As Shakespeare said, fair heart never won faint lady.
You missed that lesson, too.
Don't you want to marry me?
Of course I do.
Then let's elope.
Elope?
Yes. Did you bring a ladder with you?
Well, no.
Never mind. I got one.
Oh!
I pack, too.
Wonderful. Throw your suitcase down.
Catch!
Lisa, will you please... Oh! How many suitcases do you have? It's a good thing you don't have a trunk.
Now, do you remember?
Oh, yes. I still have a scar from your makeup case.
Oh, it was only 8 stitches, and look what you got for it. Me.
What was what?
I heard a steamboat whistle.
That is probably the Robert E. Lee just coming around the bend. Now that you're out here, shall we discuss our business over a cold glass of beer?
Beer?
Just step up to my spigot. I never knowed this thing was here till this morning. Now, while you're getting your wits back together, I'll go inside and get the old clothes that you're donating to the rummage sale.
Oh, so far we haven't found any old clothes to donate.
You haven't found any old clothes to donate?
No.
Can I put a head on your beer?
I don't want this.
Now, I can understand why you're so testy. You have got charity in your heart, but nothing in your closet. Now, there's no need to cry in your beer.
A little salt would bring this to life.
Now, fortunately, I can help you. You just step this way.
Will you let go of my arm?
Now, here we are. Now, that wasn't a long walk, was it?
Mr. Haney,
There you are. A complete collection of old clothes that you can purchase and donate to the rummage sale.
Mr. Haney, this is the most ridiculous.
Shall I put you down for the $38 bundle, which I like to refer to as my movie star assortment? It contains a Buster Brown collar, which is said to have been worn by Freddie Bartholomew when he played the part of Milton Sills as a young boy. And a pair of suede spats, which reputedly was worn by Adolf Menjew when he played the part of Milton Sills as a grown man. And it also contains a pair of elevator cowboy pants that Mickey Rooney wore in Tall in the Saddle.
Goodbye, Mr. Haney.
Goodbye, Mr. Douglas. Now, if you want to go the cheaper route, we have a $28 historical bundle. Now, this contains...
I said goodbye, Mr. Haney.
And I said goodbye, Mr. Douglas. As I was saying, this contains such historical items as the serving dress that was worn by Betsy Ross when she...
Once and for all, I am not interested. What was that?
The Robert E. Lee just docking at Crabwell Corners.
Now, how about this?
No, I can't give that one away. That's the one I graduated from the Budapest High School in.
All right, how about this?
No, that's the one I started college in.
Oh, well, this?
No, this is the one I got expelled in.
Lisa, this is ridiculous. You can't give anything away because it reminds you of something.
Hey, wait a minute.
Here, give this.
Not that.
It's not yours, it's mine.
Don't you have any sediment?
I hope not.
Don't you remember when you wore this sweater? When we went to Switzerland to ski on our honeymoon. This is a fine honeymoon you got me into.
I'm sorry.
I never would have married you if I knew you were accident prone.
Prone?
That's what you are, a prone prune. Always lying somewhere with the stitches in your head from the suitcase or your leg in a cast.
Well, look, you're the one who wanted to go skiing.
Well, I wouldn't have minded if you did that to your leg skiing. But breaking it, tripping over a San Bernard dog.
I didn't trip over a dog. I fell off the ski lift.
Whatever it was, you're no fun for a honeymoon.
Oh!
Darling, I'm sorry. Does it hurt?
Yes, of course it hurts.
Oh, you poor thing. Oliver, can I ask you a question?
What?
Did you fall off the ski lift on purpose?
Why would I do that?
What? Maybe you don't love me.
Oh, of course I love you.
Then why did you break your leg?
Lisa, do me a favor. Let me take a nap.
And what am I supposed to do on our honeymoon while you take a nap?
Why don't you go down to the bar and have a drink?
Not unless you come with me.
I can't walk.
Oh, you should have thought of that before you broke your leg.
Lisa, if you don't... Come in.
Lisa Grunitz. I thought it was you coming into the hotel.
Alex.
How very good to see you. There is much to talk about. What about dinner in my chalet? Perhaps some cocktails next to the fireside.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Lisa.
Oh, this is Count Friedemeister. Alex, this is Mr. Douglas.
How do you do? Now, mein Pupchen, it will be exactly like the old days.
Except for one thing. Pupchen is married.
To whom?
Him.
You married a foreigner?
I'm an American.
Oh. Things must have been very bad with your father.
Oh, no. I married Mr. Douglas for love. Didn't I, Mr. Douglas?
You don't have to keep calling me Mr. Douglas. I've got a first name.
Oh? What is it?
Oliver.
Oh, that's right. Oliver and I are here on our honeymoon.
With a broken leg?
Oh, he didn't bring that with him. It happened this morning. He tripped over the ski lift.
I did not. I fell off the St. Bernard. I see.
Now, do not fail to call me if there is anything I can do to help you. My number is Alpine 8642. I must be running along. Auf Wiedersehen, mein Liebchen.
Isn't he charming?
Oh, yes, real charming. Why don't you wipe the mustache wax off your hand?
Oliver, you're jealous.
Oh,
darling.
I'm not jealous. Well, maybe a little bit.
Why, you don't have to be jealous. I could have married the Count or the Prince or even a king. But I married you. I love you.
And I love you. And we're going to have a long, happy life together, just the two of us.
Promise?
I promise.
Would you mind if I wrote something on your card?
No, of course not. What are you going to write?
The Count's phone number. Was it Alpine 68 or 86?
Lisa.
Oh, I'm just teasing.
No!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Douglas. No, no, not this bun. No, no, not this bun. Oh, no, I couldn't give that bun.
No, we couldn't give this bun, we couldn't give that bun, we couldn't give these ones. Lisa, you've been at this for 2 hours. Why don't you forget it?
But then how will we look to the crop trip?
I don't care how we look.
Oliver, I tell you what. You pick a dress, anyone, and I'll donate it.
All right. Now, you won't change your mind.
No.
Here, give that one.
Not that.
You said that...
This is a Bertovelli original. He's a very famous Italian designer.
What did he design? Lasagna?
Oh, that's a ho-ho funny thing you said. Besides, it's full of memories.
It's full of spots, too.
This is the dress I bought for the party we gave when we first moved in our Park Avenue apartment. How do you like my new dress?
Oh, that's fine, fine. Where's the butler that agency's sending over? It's supposed to be here at 7. It's almost 8. The Wilsons will be here.
Who are they?
Well, Mr. Wilson's a man I'm trying to get as a client. He's very important.
Well, then you won't mind what I paid for the dress.
No. How much?
This is an original. Bertovelli designed it just for me.
How much?
32 forints. That's Hungarian money.
How much in American money?
$800.
$800?
You want me to go back to the forints?
I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go back to Bertovelli and get your money back.
Oliver, why did we have to have a party so soon? We just moved in here last Monday, and everything is such a mess. The sink in the kitchen doesn't work, and...
That's the Wilsons. Hey, do me a favor. Check the hors d'oeuvres. I'll get the door.
Mr. Douglas, I'm Foster, the butler. I'm sorry I'm late, sir. I was detained.
No, never mind. Just get to work. You'll find everything in the kitchen. Lisa? This is...
You don't have to tell me. I know Mr. Wilson anywhere. Welcome. Where's your wife?
Lisa, this is Foster, the butler.
But he doesn't smell like a butler. He's using the same cologne you do.
Well, just show him where everything is, will you?
Right this way, please.
Ah, the Wilsons. So glad you could come.
Thank you. This is my wife, Gloria.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Hello, there.
Oh, this is my wife, Lisa, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, I just kissed the butler for you.
Lisa, take Mrs. Wilson's coat.
Thank you. I think I'll wear it.
Well, they've all seen the coat, Gloria. Take it off.
Oh, that's a lovely gown. Isn't it, Lisa?
I'll be right back.
Well, won't you sit down?
Thank you.
How about some champagne?
Love some.
Foster, would you bring in the champagne, please? Would you like some hors d'oeuvres?
If you don't mind.
I'll hang up your coat. He's new. There's a mop in the closet and some glasses in the cupboard. Excuse me. Oh, well, hello, folk. Grace, how are you? Have to see you, Charlie. Well, you finally made it, huh? Nice to have you. Oh, you all know the Wilsons.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful dress. Hi.
Hello, Oliver.
Oliver. Mm. Oh, I'm so anxious to meet your wife.
She's right here. She'll be right out. Lisa?
Coming. I'll be right back.
You don't have to change your dress every time.
Excuse me.
Douglas?
Yeah.
Where's the bathroom?
What?
I'm the plumber.
The plumber?
What's the matter? Ain't plumbers allowed to wear tuxedos? I was up to the Bronx to the sister's kid's wedding, see, and the boss called. He says, get over there right away. It's an emergency. Well, where's the bathroom?
It's not the bathroom.
It ain't. It usually is at this hour, you know.
It's the kitchen sink right through there.
Coming through, boss.
Champagne some?
Gee, thanks.
He's the plumber. Fix the sink.
There weren't as many drunks at the party I was at.
Fix the sink!
Oliver, did anybody come in wearing this one?
No. Look, do me a favor. Let's talk to the Wilsons, huh? Keep them occupied. I'll get it.
Mr. Douglas?
Yes?
You're the guy that raised a stink about the paint job I did in the living room?
I didn't raise a stink. Oh, I simply said that the paint on that wall was lighter than the rest of the room.
Yeah, you're right. I'll get my ladder and go touch it up.
Well, not now. We're having...
Oliver, the Wilsons are out of champagne.
I'll get some.
If you will hold the door open for me, Mac.
What are you doing?
Unstopping your sink. Boy, are you plugged up. I think this one goes all the way down to the third floor.
Stay in there!
Oliver, you forgot the champagne.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get it. It'll only take a minute.
Oliver, where is the champagne?
All over the kitchen floor. There are more glasses on the top shelf. There, I'll get it. You stay with the Wilsons. It's that stupid painter. Look, I talk. Evening. What is this?
We're supposed to exchange this for the other sofa.
Oh, this is no time to bring...
The decorator said it was an emergency.
This is a party.
Oh, it's our new sofa.
Yeah. Lady, would you switch your seat?
I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. We just moved in here.
Champagne. And...
Oh, thanks, Mac.
Not you. Will you get that couch out of here? Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson.
A toast to Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. May all your children be little ones.
Troubles. Bottoms up.
One side, please.
Wait a minute.
Yes. You clumsy idiot.
It wasn't her fault.
No, I mean the other clumsy.
Here, let me help. I'm so sorry.
Well, maybe you'd better do it.
I think we better get a towel.
I'm terribly embarrassed, Mr.
Douglas, do all your parties turn out like this?
Well, no. This really was a...
Here's your trouble, Mac. Your old lady stuffed her girdle down the drain.
Well, she's not my old lady. She's his old lady.
Here we are. Oh, you took off your girdle. I'm glad you made yourself at home. If you want to take your shoes off, too.
This is not my girdle.
Well, it's not my... Here.
I don't want this thing. I think we better go.
Yes, we'd better.
Mr. Wilson, please not...
I should have known what to expect the moment I stepped in the door and saw your wife wearing that cheap copy of my $800 gown.
Copy? Mine is the original. That one is the copy.
I beg your pardon. But mine happens to have been exclusively designed for me by...
Oh, excuse me. Is the plumber here? I'm his wife. Hey, you must go to the same discount house I do.
No!
Champagne, sir?
Just leave the tray. Yeah, that was quite a party.
You wouldn't want me to give this away.
Oh, no, I guess not.
The trouble is, Oliver, that all the clothes I have some memories attached to them.
Yes, but...
But we ought to donate something.
Yeah, I think... Hey, I got an idea. We'll buy a rummage bundle for Mr. Haney. If I can find it. How does he manage to show up when... Well, as long as he's here, let's go out. Buy some old clothes, have a glass of beer.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.